A huge Jewish population, quite happy in Iran. Nobody wants to leave. They're quite happy to be where they are. Women are not oppressed the way they tell you. They don't have to wear their hair covered and any of that crap. It's all bullshit, folks. Everything you're told by these people is bullshit. And why would we expect anything different? They like to kill people in the most sadistic and repulsive ways possible, like raping someone to death. Sexual perversion leading to death. This is what these people are. This is, like, dare I say, satanic. I don't even like using that word, but I don't know any other way to describe it. The whole Israeli culture is an absolute abomination. It's a nation that are trained and indoctrinated into psychopathic thinking. Even that young woman being interviewed saying, well, of course, if you kill your enemies, you also have to kill their offspring so they don't have more offspring.
When there is a war, it doesn't matter who your enemy is. You need to destroy their offspring to prevent them from creating more offspring.
Offspring. Not even children. Offspring. They don't even consider them to be human. Unbelievable stuff, you know. We have to get rid of this culture, but you can see why they've made it so openly perverse. Because this will cause the Iranians to not want to stop. And many of the good-hearted people in the world, such as myself, absolutely look forward to the day that Israel doesn't exist. But unfortunately, I also look forward to the day where the corruption that is the US government also doesn't exist. But by the same token, I love America. I love the American people. I just despise and am disgusted by what the government of America has become. But to the Iranian people and to people around the world, they're all saying, well, you Americans, you're the ones who elected this government. You're the ones who leave them in place. You're armed to the teeth. You've got the Second Amendment. You've got the First Amendment. You've got this whole constitution that says when things become despotic beyond belief, and obviously so, and when you're left with no other choice, then you have the legal right, and not only that, you have the duty to institute new government. And I said back in 2008, I think, in my first film, I said, the only people who can save the world are the people of the United States, because the United States government is the government which has a military and financial stranglehold over the world. Well, the whole three-city states thing does. You know, London, Washington, and Vatican. Let's not get into that. But anyway, militarily, the United States has a stranglehold over the world. And they also have a stranglehold over it through the petrodollar. Now, we'd all like to see this fall away. But I said back then, the only people who can stop this, the only people who can save the world, because the United States is becoming more and more corrupt because it is being controlled by Israel, which is essentially a demonic perversion, a blight on the very existence of mankind, what Israel has become. Everything bad you could ever think of comes out of Israel. And this controls the biggest military machine on earth, the United States government. So what do? The only people who can save the world is the United States people, the people of the United States. And look at them. They're all fucked up on fentanyl and CNN and arguing with each other over conspiracy theories and not looking at the bigger picture. Arguing over details of all sorts of crap. Not looking at the bigger picture. Meanwhile, they're being poisoned with toxins in their foods, chemtrails in the sky, bad education, sexual perversion, LGBTQ, the whole gay community, black versus white, even down to the tip culture in restaurants. If you don't tip right, then you're the enemy. I mean, it's insane the amount of division they've managed to put into the minds of the American people when they're simply just the American people. And if they were to stand up and say, hey, enough is enough, we're going to institute new government because this is out of fucking control, they could do so. But they don't. So you've got countries like Iran and countries around the world looking at this, even Russia, I would say, looking at this and saying, well, what are you people doing? What are you people doing? You can see how corrupt it all is. You can see what Israel's doing. It's been doing an open genocide for the last 2 years. The only reason we can't do anything about it is because the United States threatens to bomb anybody who does. And you can see through the Epstein files, they're all pedophiles, they're all cannibals, they're child rapists, pedophiles. The whole government system is based on it. The whole education system, the legal system, the police system, the whole backbone of American society, the enforcement side of it, i.e. government, police, education, they're all pedophiles. So why are you fighting for these people? Why are you on the side of these people? Why aren't you doing something about it? And if the American people aren't going to fix the problem, then how much value do the American people have? You can imagine this is how people like Iran are thinking about it. You know, the reason they're bombing all these civilian areas in Israel, well, look what the Israeli people are. Look what they've just done to Gaza. You had people sitting out there on viewing platforms to watch the carnage. You had 82% of Israelis saying, yes, they need to slaughter every man, woman, and child. You've got people saying we need to find more painful ways to kill them. Killing them isn't enough. And you see this in Israeli society, and is it any wonder that anyone wants to wipe this society out? And no, it's not. But you can see how this whole mentality has been contrived, and so everybody feels justified in wiping this out. There's a lot of good people, like myself, who would like to see Israel wiped off the face of the earth. I would also like to see the American government, which is the most corrupt entity we've ever known, completely removed from the picture as well. I'd like to see it replaced with new government. But does that mean attacking and bombing and destroying the United States? I don't want to see that. I just want to see integrity in people. You know, if everybody in the world stood up to their governments, all the people in Argentina worried that Israel's taking over Argentina, it's being sold out from underneath them. Why are you going along with it? Epstein and all this sort of stuff, it's all related to your country too. Where do you think they were getting all the girls from? They're getting South American girls. Where do you think they're coming from? Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, Venezuela, all over the place. It's all the one thing. It's all of them. All the governments of the world are corrupt. All of them are working towards the same agenda. Most of the people within these governments are puppets and don't even know they're being manipulated. Some of them do, some of them don't. But ultimately, all of them get their power from we the people. And there's a wonderful word called no. And I don't even recommend that people carry out acts of violence and stuff against police officers. Like I've said before, you might know someone in the police force. You might have a family member in the police force or the armed forces. Send them a text. Send them 10 texts a day saying, hey, what are you doing? Why are you working for the pedophiles? Why are you protecting people who eat children? You need to come back to society and protect the American people. That's what the police force and the military is supposed to do. That's the type of text you need to be sending to them. Do it every day. Do it 10 times a day. And tell your friends, if you know anybody in the police force or the military, to do this as well. We don't want to fight against the military. We don't want to fight against the police. We want them to turn around and fight with us and rout out these pedophiles, these pedivores, these people farmers who are running our societies. You know, you're not going to do it with violent clashes against the police. You don't want to have violent riots marching down the street with Molotov cocktails. You need to have everybody. I mean, I'd like to see 2-3 million people march on Washington, all armed. Americans, gun owners, march on Washington, all armed, but don't fire a shot. Just have your guns with you to say, hey, we're ready. If you want to push it, we're ready. But we're here to tell you that you've overstepped the mark and you guys need to fuck off because we're instituting a new government. We've provided a plane for you. You can all get on this plane and you can fly to Israel and you can stay there because that's who you all work for. And we're not going to kill you. We don't want to become like you. We just want all you people to get on this plane and fuck off. Okay? And we're going to institute new government because we are Americans, and that's what we do. I'd love to see that. I would absolutely love to see that. And I guarantee if you did that, you would have so many police officers and servicemen stand with you. That's the sort of thing that needs to happen. You know, the fact that you've got weapons doesn't mean you actually have to use them. Just having them as a deterrent is enough. You have 2 or 3 million armed people show up at government buildings, the White House, organize it so it's every government building all around the country while Parliament's in session. So you've got the politicians there. Say, hey, here's a plane. Get on. You're all going to Israel. That's what needs to happen. Then you got to have some sort of declaration of independence again. Maybe even go to Philadelphia and read it back again in the same hall and elect new leaders to lead your country properly, if you even need such a thing. I'd love to see that happen. In fact, I'd love to see that happen in every country around the world. Every problem that exists on earth, folks, exists because it's legislated to exist. All of the problems we have trying to heal these problems, got to get petitions and do this and do that and ask permission and all this sort of shit. This red tape, it all exists because it's legislated to exist. The world is run by criminals and it's designed in such a way that they can get away with whatever they want to do, and we have to jump through several hoops and